I started in Vienna Little League 60 years ago this week.
Oh,
6 years ago. I was 8, and the guy hit a ground ball to me. It went right between my legs, and I've never forgotten that ball. But I've scarred my whole life that ball going between my legs.
All right, so today, the sponsor, we're going to sponsor Vienna Little League. It's their 75th anniversary. We've all grown up. You grew up in Vienna Little League.
Yeah.
And now Lundy just entered.
Yeah.
And he started his first practice on Monday.
And he played last year, too.
No, Justin, you're one of the great coaches of all Little League baseball. Kevin played many years, but when he got on the All-Star team with you, that was quite eye-opening.
I used to love Greg Kevin's games.
Yeah.
Mainly for the snack bar.
Sorry.
Tell the funny story. Two bags of the bubble gum.
You didn't like snow bags?
I mean, I like snow bags, but I really went for the purple Big League chew.
Oh, so Kevin.
You know Kevin. Kevin was there. They call him Big Jolly. Yeah. He's so big, right? He's a big guy. So we're waiting for him to hit his ball. Because when he hits, they're gone, right? So he's playing upper field. You know, sometimes you hit it over that thing at the 66.
Yeah.
So Kevin struck out. So I said, hell with it. I'm going to run to McDonald's real quick. Grab a fillet of fish and come back.
A fillet of fish.
Disgusting. It's an 80-degree day.
I'm walking up. Everybody comes rushing me. They go, he did it. He hit it, Mom. I took that fillet of fish, and I slammed it on the ground, exploded as I missed the one great home run.
I can't believe you went to McDonald's during your kid's baseball game for a
like, what is that?
I was like,
the story I've always heard was like, story or something. Huh? Just, I remember the story always being told that you blamed me for wanting something.
No.
Yeah, and now I know what it was. He's like, yeah, Morgan just really needed... You know, that hot piece chicken nugget, and really you needed a fillet of fish.
No,
just disgusting.
The fondest memory, unfortunately, of being a little...
Is the fillet of fish still around? Does that exist? Oh,
yeah. I always get the fillet
of fish. Well, I mean, you have the thing. Maybe we'll go take a run.
Let's go, man.
Okay.
I need to block go.
I feel like my mom would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Look, when my wife leaves, she left Kevin in charge of the family. He was 8. She wouldn't leave me in charge of locking doors, feeding dogs, all that stuff.
Well, you know. I just remember the one time he fell asleep on the couch, and I was probably like 4, Kelly 6, and, you know, we made our own fishing poles, and we went to Timberham Lake
to go fishing, and literally, we're young, and Mom, Kyle,
and she's like, yeah, where are the kids? And I think you even knew we told you where we were going, and you're like, I think they, like, went fishing. She's like, what the fuck?
They're ice fishing.
I mean, we were definitely going to sweat. We're swimming in the pond out back. We were young. And we were like, it was far. It was really a mile.
All right, that's enough. I didn't even smell.
We made her own pole.
Yeah.
She was so mad.
All right.
I'll never forget that. You know, they say fear sticks with you or something. I will never forget her showing up at Timberlake that day.
Yeah. And Kelly has not gone near a lake since. Still has to ask permission.
Is that wrong? That kid go fishing. What's the big
deal? You get away with it.
I actually think we brought Kevin, too. I think he was
Anyway, let's talk about the Wild Wild West. The rules have changed in real estate more in the last week than in the last 50 years of real estate. There is changes. And this is a whole different dynamic than we're used to and that we're about to see. So what happened was Zillow is getting sued with Compass. Everybody's NAR is sued. So lawsuit settled. What they're going to do is... a realtor can take a home, put it on preview status instead of coming soon status, instead of active status, and that home can show up on Zillow. We can promote it We can market it prior to the coming soon period.
Well, give people a little overview. So this happened, what, a few days ago where they you know, they...
2 days.
Well, they're constantly in battle. Compass for Zillow, you can't just do this private, you know, private network and then not all the buyers or the companies are going to see it. They're pretty much saying, you know, you shouldn't have to exclusively work with these agents in order to see some of their home.
Right.
So, you know, a couple of days ago with they said, okay, now Zillow, we're going to do Zillow preview so that we can show it to everyone. Well, it's like combating
have,
that, right?
You have Zillow and you have the NAR, National Association of Realtors, which you're saying homes should be offered to everybody.
Yes.
You have a company, Compass, that's saying our homes should be offered to just our clients.
Exclusives, yeah.
Because they're trying to get the listing and the sale in the same company. We feel, Zillow feels, NAR feels, that by offering a home to a small portion of people, you're excluding an entire market. Mm-hmm. So what happened was Zillow and NAR said, you want to play that game?
Yeah.
Fine. All realtors can put, other than Compass, can put your coming, can put your listings prior to coming soon on preview status.
Wait, Compass is excluded?
Compass can only do red.
If they can't do
red, brown, red.
And that's why agents, you know, and again, we've had this conversation, we'll get into it, where it's different. You know, for a buyer's agent, it's very frustrating because someone sends you a home and you go, MLS, okay, not on MLS, all right, look in Zillow. All right, it's not on Zillow. So you're looking at all these different, you know, websites to find the home that your buyer wants to see. They're making you jump through all these hoops, which, by the way, you know, again, Zillow thinks that, or not Zillow, Compass thinks that they're doing their client a favor, but it's like, what favor are you doing by making these agents who have buyers for your home jump through all these hoops in order to even find it?
So that was wrong, and there's no doubt about it. And I don't know what Zillow and Compass relationship is going to be in the future. I don't know. What I know is the lawsuit was Zillow said, if you're going to do that private network crap, you're not on Zillow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Zillow is like 85% of the market. So really, you eliminate that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Moving forward, here's what's going to happen. We'll get a listing. We'll put it in as a certain status, a preview status. We can show it. We can talk about it. We can advertise it. We can market it. We can put it on sale. We can do everything we want. And then people can actually see the home before it goes coming soon. They can put a contract before it goes coming soon. Okay?
Because we're not technically listed.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So a home could go under contract. Contract could kick out. And all this could happen. And then it kicks out and go on the market. Nobody ever know anything happened. So the bottom line is, it's kind of like what we're saying that make me an offer on my house.
You know? I'm buying now, press on eBay.
Now, we'll prepare all the houses, and we'll do this, because a buyer may walk in. Now, the whole key to this is this means the whole deal here is you must be with a much more experienced agent to pull this off. Because let's say I put a house on for 1.5. I know the absolute maximum it would get is 1.6. Max. If we do this preview and somebody walks in and goes, I give you 1.65, all cash, no contingencies, I'm going to look at the side of it, take it. That's a hell of a deal. So, but just like you guys experienced, who put in the contract? You did?
Yeah.
So you were dealing with an agent that had an office exclusive. And in this office exclusive, the highest bid they could get was $1.8 million, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest number they could get. So they put on the market on MLS and got...
And then what'd you... 1.95.
1.95. So they could have lost $150,000, yeah, by doing it pre-market. So I'm not saying, and again, I don't want to be confused here. Is that a tool? It's a tool. But you got to know when to play it and when not to play it, right? If that offer is not up to the maximum amount I think you could ever get on MLS, then, and I know, that house can only appraise for 1.55. That's max. If it's 1.65, we got to think twice.
Yeah.
Now, it is up to the seller. We make it clear. It's 1.65. It's all cash. There's no contingencies. I think the highest we're going to get on MLS is 1.6. If we get 1.65, it's a miracle. This guy's offering poor. Why would somebody offer a big number prior to it going on?
Because they're desperate. They don't want it. They lost it. They lost three chances before. And they've lost the scenario with the people that we lost out on. They lost a bunch of houses.
Now, there's nobody desperate. Better than you three at getting highest and best offers out of somebody, right? So we could go to someone and we could work them to that high number. If you really want to make sure the seller doesn't put this on the market, it's going to be about 195. If that's what you want. Now, a buyer may say, I'll do anything to keep to get this house and keep it from going on the market to everybody else. I'll offer you 195. So our job would be to get 195 in preview. If we don't get it, then it just goes live.
Yeah.
But the whole key to this, A, getting this maximum exposure. Now, in this preliminary stage, Compass may take it to their 15%. It doesn't go on Zillow. It doesn't go anywhere but Redfin now, I guess. So that's an exposure. But if in prelim, if we can take this to the 1,200 agents that sold a home over $1 million in Vienna, McLean, Arlington, and Oakton, if you can take it to all those agents and have it presented correctly and get them very excited, now you're holding a gun to their head going, if you don't give me the number, it's going on the market.
Yeah.
And that's a powerful leverage that you can have over the buyers or the other agents.
And
do you see what I mean?
Yeah. And so one thing that I think, and we haven't talked about, but I want to bring up real quick, as another layer that why it's going to be important for, you know, we all know when inventory goes up, prices soften.
Right.
So buyers have more options. So this essentially is going to give the illusion that inventory is going up because you're going to see things that you normally wouldn't see, you know, coming on the market yet. So, you know, normally we're just looking at coming soons and actives and then bidding on what's there. But now if buyers are able to see homes early, you know, there's more competition essentially. So you're going to have to make sure that your home is in the best condition when you're putting it out to preview. Maybe people are going to not bid on the house that they were going to this weekend and wait for your home to come on. You know, so I just think it's just another level.
I agree with you. Let's take the two stages. One is preliminary stage, and the other is active stage.
Mm-hmm.
In active, everybody's on Zillow, right? 40% of them don't sell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Of the 60% that sell, only 20% sell in the proper days. But all ours sell in those days,
yeah.
Right? So what I'm saying is that still in this preliminary stage, the way you market it, who you send it to, how they see it, how it's presented online, how it's presented with custom websites, how it's been done, is just as important in preliminary as it is an active. So I guess
if not more, it's first.
Yeah, because
right.
The first time they're laying it, you know what I mean? You screw that up, you screw everything up.
Right.
You screw up that first. Like, you can't just put up a shitty picture and like not say a lot about it. And here's a homecoming because then someone might have seen it. And then it comes coming soon. It's like, oh, I already saw that. It almost takes away that wow factor
right.
of it first coming out and something new and fresh.
It still has to be before when something first comes on, this is the way it's going to look. It's going to come on preliminary. Just signed a listing agreement. It's going up. Here's the defining characteristics of this home. Here's one picture. Not going to see the inside. Not going to see a website on it. But as we're fixing up, then it will have a website, and then it'll link into that website. So a buyer can say, when you get pictures of this house, please notify me.
Mm-hmm.
When this gets preview ready, please notify me. So a buyer, let's take Billy, my nephew, but your cousin. He's looking for a home. He wants to know, would love to know up front what's coming on the market. How many calls do you guys get? Because I can tell you how many calls I get.
A lot.
How many calls do you get every week saying, what do you got coming on the market?
Everyone. They're constant.
Okay. Now imagine if you could go to a page and there's everything we have coming on the market. Looks cool. Great pictures. Mm-hmm. Identifies size, age, where it's going to be, what the school systems are going to be. And you can see what we've got in our pipeline, including the new homes from Secus, when they're coming up, what's coming on the market. We had a client, you and I met with a client. She's an older client, wants to downsize. Well, I had lunch with Billy, and he's telling me about the condos on Maple Avenue.
Yeah. Old SunTrust, Billy.
Mm-hmm. Old SunTrust, Billy's down. Didn't her face light
up? Yeah.
Her face lit up when I talked about it. Yeah. And now the condo, they're also putting in condos, two over twos or two by twos, what Billy called them, in Oakton. Yeah. I don't know anything about that, but you know what? If Billy puts it on that site, puts it on our site, and we have our listing of that site on the site, and everybody said, go here to see what's coming. Now you can see what's coming soon. And you can click on that thing that says, notify me when one of these units is available.
Yeah.
And so when it's time to preview, Morgan, your website is ready. You're ready to go. You're ready to show it. You're ready to do an open house. You got 12 people that said, notify me. Maybe it's agents. Maybe it's just a buyer themselves.
You said we can show it in the preview period.
Yes.
And then we go coming soon and we can't show it.
Yes.
And then we go back out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Show it again. It's like a little.
It's just, I think it's right now, you know, how I look at it in my head. I don't know why I think of it where it's like comes doing this and then Zilla's like, well, fuck you. Now we're going to do the preview. Everyone's like going back and forth. It's like,
It's real simple. The rules have changed. And when they change, there are.
Rizzo, you ain't out of West. Pew, pew. That's all we're talking about. Yeah, you're just adapting. Yeah.
I adapt. I change. I'm a goddamn Marine, man. We adapt. If you want to talk red, I can talk red.
Yeah.
If that's a game you want to play, I can play that game. Only I tell you what, we're going to play that game better than anybody you've ever seen. We're going to have a place where you can come and see, you know, preview properties that are coming in 2 months or 3 months. They'll knock your freaking socks.
CS to CS.
Yeah.
Coming soon to coming soon.
Love it.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's on the way. It's CS to CS.
That's it. That's not mild.
but you know, if I had access to that, I could have worked with that lady last night. I said, look at what's coming in at Maple Avenue. Yep. Look what Seekers is doing on Maple. Yep. Look at what Seekers is doing in Oakton. Look at what is coming on that we have coming on.
And now that's all she wants, really.
Yeah.
She heard look about it. It's the only thing she wants.
Look at the road or the property you have on On the way to Wolf Trap.
And everything, but the dog property.
You know what I mean?
The dog property.
How
perfect is that?
How perfect is that?
I said it.
Yeah.
The dog problem.
The dog problem.
That's right. We're waiting for a dog to pass to some house. You know, we keep calling up going, how's he doing?
You know what? I respect the shit out of that.
I know.
I love dogs.
I know.
We all love dogs.
I know.
We all love dogs.
But I'll say that that house is perfect.
Yeah.
For every list.
Perfect for that.
And it scratches an itch from a seller that's saying, what if we did offer it exclusively? What if we could have somebody come in, make me an offer before I have to go coming soon and live? Yeah. If it's that good, I will tell you, Morgan, I say that's wrong, put it on, try and get 108 when you get 195, good MLS, is because I know what that top number
is. Yeah, and people are leaving money on the table.
And so I know if you put off for 1-8, you're leaving money on the table because MLS will get you more. However, I think that the power of somebody not wanting a home to go on the market, I could get them to 195.
The preview period is a make me move.
Right.
Period. Yeah.
Right.
That is what it is. It actually make me move. It's good for so I won't mention streets or names of the sellers, but we've got two examples. And, you know, one was saying they're currently looking for a home, right? But they, you know, so they're in kind of like a bind, so they don't want to put it on the market. However, they were like, if someone came and offered us a price, we'd move out tomorrow. We'd go get rental until we found what we wanted.
Right.
So having that on there, someone might overpay for something without having to rack up days on the market and actually sell. The other one we met with a couple weeks ago, they're still planning on probably moving a year from now. However, same thing. If someone came in and offered us a great price,
sure,
we would definitely make moves now.
Right.
So it does give people that option.
So somebody is so anxious
to the the bigger picture.
Somebody's so anxious, and somebody came in and did the one house that we saw yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and went in and said, I give you 1.4, or day before, I give you 1.4 million. I like it selling. You might want to take that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Let's think about it.
Trust me. It's 1.25, 1.325 max.
Yeah.
This guy wants 1.4.
Yeah.
Because they're hard up and they need a house.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not saying this is bad and this is good, but if that opportunity is there, you got to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm saying is we're going to do it better than anybody has ever freaking seen if you change those rules.
And like you said, where you really need a skilled agent to be the one in charge of dealing with this process, because we can tell you if you're leaving money on the table, or we can tell you, oh, no, that's good. Take that.
That's great.
Take that right now. Yeah. You know?
Well, back in COVID, when COVID was so hype and interest rates were 2.5%, we would tell our sellers that. It's like, you're going to get 12, 15 offers on here. People are going to be kicking down the door. Think about what the buy it now price is, because somebody's going to come in here and just say, you know, what can I do to lock this up?
Right.
And if you have an absurd number, hey, you know, I mean, House Cove.
We right.
People kicking out the door.
Right.
No, we're on the market for 1.2 or 1.25, whatever it was. And some guy calls, it's like, I mean, look, man, if you get us 1.5 and no contingencies, close in 2 weeks, sure. And I'm thinking, no fucking way. Calls you back, check your inbox, 1.5. No contingencies, 2 week close.
Her daughter had a lot of money, didn't really care about the price. She just wanted to lock it up. So there are instances like that.
Check all the boxes and people are willing to pay for you.
Oh, yeah. Her daughter lived right next door and was you on that house. And she was coming from a $3 million house. She doesn't care what she pays for.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm talking
yeah.
about. So will those opportunities happen now? Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I see the vision in my mind exactly how this is going to play out, and it is awesome. And this is a game that you can't play.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game you can't play unless you really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, because now there are moving parts. Now they're coming soon, going live, doing private. It's a new layer of
room for amateurs.
This is no time for an amateur. Okay. So anyway.
Well, we can test it out. And then next podcast, we can talk about our preview listing.
Yeah, you can enjoy it. One other thing I thought was kind of interesting. One other thing I thought was kind of interesting.
A real daughter would slip that with her father. No, never mind. I got one.
I wasn't even done with this one yet.
Right here.
Jane,
Donnie sent an email yesterday, though, and he said that Zillow has 10x the exposure of Redfin, which is crazy.
It does. It does.
Redfin, I would never think about it.
I agree, but when you think of Compass being stuck with Redfin and all these other brokerages now have, like, an exclusive platform on Zillow, and you
know,
10x the
exposure. I'm going to be honest with you. I want to be real clear on this. I no longer want to talk about Compass and how terrible I think that is. I want to focus on the opportunity we have right now. This is,
yep.
So we invented a thing called the predictive analysis that saved us a lot of money and made our sellers a lot of money and made sure that our team does three times the business as teams that are twice as big as us,
yeah.
Okay? This is 10 times more powerful than that predictive analysis.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that's what's coming. So it's going to help sellers. It will help buyers find a place, even though they might have to pay a premium for it. It will help buyers. It'll put all these things on their radar, more stuff on their radar. So yeah, I think it's good for sellers to have. What do we have? Calls?
Yeah, let's take some calls because people left us voicemails. And I hope it's good as the last time.
The last one was.
I'm sure. I'm very excited. We know it's happening.
Yeah.
You
know.
Hello, I have a question. I'm an investor. I'm just wondering, what type of property do you guys think will outperform everything else over the next 5 to 10 years? Would be very interested to hear your take. Thank you. Big fan. Toodles.
Toodles. Toodles. Not sure that wouldn't
apply. That is not a code.
Well, first of all.
Jamie?
That's crazy. Seriously.
I like it.
I can tell you what's not an investment is a condo. Condos have been flat and will always be flat and always going to be flat. Not a good investment. Single family detached have always been the best investment. They've always gone up faster and harder. They do have more maintenance, so you have to be careful with what you buy. Lower price rather than higher price, the what's called a cap rate or the return on investment is much higher on smaller houses out away from, you know, this epicenter. Get out towards...
Everyone moves west.
Yeah. Get out towards Purcellville, Round Hill, Manassas, those areas out there, Haymarket.
Berryville. Yeah. Winchester.
Yeah.
Marshall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but seriously, because everyone that goes to Purcellville, everyone comes from Ashburn out to Purcellville, and now they get to Purcellville, and then they move to Berryville. They just keep moving west.
Right.
And then Winchester.
Mm-hmm. So single-family attached is better than condos or townhouses.
It's beautiful.
Farther out you get, the better. The lower price you get, the better. So that's about the... theory.
Great, great. Yes. Didn't that answer your question, Jamie?
He's got 862,000 to spend. This is your mom.
He's going
to... Hi, sorry, I got to be quiet because I just got my kids to bed. My first time agent, and I just want to know, well, what is one strategy or system that a first-time agent should implement? All right, thank you. Sorry for the quiet.
A strategy that a first-time agent should... Okay.
Get a mentor.
First of all, yeah.
Get a mentor.
You should not be alone. You need to be with agents, not only mentor.
First of all, learn how to step outside after you get your kids to bed.
Don't go next to a sleeping child.
Go somewhere where you can speak freely first. You want to answer calls all the time.
Step number one. Real estate is tremendously complicated and should not be in the hands of somebody who's brand new. Work with somebody, partner with somebody that knows what the hell they're doing, and do certain tasks for them that you're capable of doing. You're not capable of pricing, listing. You know, you're capable of showing houses and, you know, showing people things. But really, the fact of listing and pricing and all that stuff and marketing and trying to negotiate contracts needs to be left with more experienced agents.
Be involved in the transaction as kind of like an onlooker in there to help extra set of hands and see how the professionals do it so you can kind of...
And I don't mean for like a year. I mean, you need an apprentice works with people for 5 years, 6 years, 8 years. It is not a one-year process. This is a profession. It's a very complicated profession, and it keeps moving. So... you know, you got to partner up with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Kelly,
you started when you came on. You know, you came on with me. And basically, you were just, what do you need me to do? And you were working and did, you know, following through and doing all that stuff.
He's like, can you go to McDonald's and get me a fish fillet? I got to figure that out.
But you did. And the fact was, after a couple of years, we were leaving a listing, and I said, yeah, that looks fine. That looks good. And Kelly Sarbis, are you crazy?
Yeah.
We're not letting a house sell in that color. And it was that day that she flipped from just doing what she's told to saying, no, we're not doing it that way. We're changing it. And that's when she started changing the listings and how you set them up. So, you know, that must have been 4 or 5 years after we'd already started
working.
Yeah, so
I guess, I mean, you have been doing it together for like 15.
Yay.
I was the first team member.
You were the first team member.
She's like, and the first daughter. And, you know.
Yeah.
Things.
Favorite, daddy's favorite daughter. All right. So you guys got anything else as we go through? Anything else great happen? I would say.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I would just say as the market goes, inventory is the key. We're in the middle of a war. Gas price went up a full dollar a gallon. Interest rates have gone up.
They didn't have a suburban.
Yeah, I mean, I went and got gas yesterday. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah, mine was $96. Yeah, and I had a full tank the other day.
It was $98.
Yeah. So all of the inventory that was busting loose and the buyers who were excited, it's all down.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. This weekend was crazy.
I will tell you this. I will tell you this. That the people the sellers have a new life, because a lot of these houses that there was going to be a lot of inventory, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
So when they sell it, they're getting 100, 150,000 more than they thought they were going to get, because there's no one.
There's just nothing out there. There's so nothing to look at.
The sellers, it's a great time for sellers to get out there and do it. But I will say this, the buyers have an opportunity too, because in certain markets, there's more homes withdrawing unsold than are selling. And that's because they were just marketed improperly and overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still opportunities for buyers, but the sellers make it a killing. I'm the good home. All right, so we'll, again, we've returned to the Wild Wild West in real estate. You really got to know what you're doing right now to benefit or have sellers or buyers benefit from what's about to happen. This is going to be big, really big.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right, guys, that's it for today. We'll see you next time. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You as always, cheers. Cheers. Break.
Why is your glass empty?
Because you refilled.